story, something there about the global politics stuff, and we can show it this way, how this bubble effect, this kind of narrative thing started, and it came first with that vaccine, that pandemic. Oh, we got people thinking that, well, if the same group think effect is going to kick in for some political things, then we might have worse than Hitler times 10. And that's what he sees now. So anyway, we got some people in an empire over there, an island on the sea, who are quite aloof from the rest of the world, thinking their place is the center of it. And they got kind of on the way, they're on the way down. They couldn't, unqualified leaders, just, you know, it's about defending our interests. And they're extremely hubris afflicted. Our first purpose is to simply keep ourselves, the empire, the lord and master of everyone else. So they do this. Cool. Now we're taking the Ukraine example. It's planned, it's, you know, clear to see for those who have eyes and open minds. Some, they just have this idea that they can defeat this other big bear, giant nation there. And of course they completely miscalculate and so on. Good, what you do when you have hubris. We are the greatest, we're going to defeat all the others that try to stick up. So they kind of give up after a while. Anyway, it's the other side of the planet and it's all over there. Nothing to do with us, really. So, but then, what they, the way they did this was, of course, to use that propaganda narrative technique. It worked fine for other things. So they employ that very powerfully all over the world. And in our case here, the leaders of, especially their vassals, their shouldn't say even partners, but well, they are as qualified there. You can show that they are just partying around, sitting and talking, blah blah, the parliament meetings and this meeting, that meeting, but then lots of restaurants and parties, and it's a, you know, there's a crew there of in crowd political elite. But they are not really good statesmen. So they buy this because they are isolated in their bubble, in their fine towers. And they don't know much what's going on outside in the other parts of the world. And they are small people there. They think that every other one is not like us, is strange. And this whole narrative that they were then bombarded with, it really took hold and built that bubble, which then they now are caught within, and everyone else looks at them and say, what's going on? Maybe you should calm down here, because you can show it, a picture there, how these little ones are standing there with their fist against that huge, we can show this wall there with a bear like people. Very strong and powerful, and these little ones outside there, come out and we're going to fight you. And the big one, they don't even care to, they're throwing rocks at them, or to missiles and drones and things. And it goes bang, bang. But the big ones, they don't even fight back much, because they're like, what is going on here? Who are those chihuahuas? So we can show this kind of thing.